California's action on perchlorate comes as the scientific community is struggling to decide whether low doses of the chemical are dangerous. NPR's John Hamilton reports that studies so far suggest it takes quite high doses to produce measurable health problems.
The one thing scientists know for sure is that when a lot of perchlorate gets into the body, it affects the thyroid gland. The chemical doesn't actually harm the thyroid directly. It's not a poison. Instead, perchlorate works indirectly. Dr. Stephen Lamb explains that it interferes with a protein needed to keep the thyroid supplied with iodine.
There's a certain place on this protein where iodine can sit and then be carried into the cell. Well, perchlorate can sit in the same place, and if there's enough perchlorate, it'll prevent the iodine from sitting there. It'll take its place, and thus the iodine won't be getting in to the cell like it ought to be getting in.
Lamb is one of the nation's leading academic experts on perchlorate. He now works as a private consultant, and his clients have included companies that make or use perchlorate. Lamb says doctors know a lot about the chemical because in the 1950s and 60s, they deliberately gave it to thousands of people with overactive thyroid glands. It worked to restore normal thyroid function, but at the highest doses, they noticed that the chemical could impair production of certain blood cells. Lamb says those doses were more than 1,000 milligrams a day.
Through environmental exposures, we're talking about maybe 4 micrograms. That is approximately 1/250,000th of, if you will, the toxic dose.
So Lamb says it's not surprising that studies have failed to find any evidence of health problems being caused by drinking water containing traces of perchlorate. He says even in places where the water is known to be contaminated, studies haven't found high rates of thyroid disorders, including cancer. There's also no convincing evidence that perchlorate is causing neurological or developmental problems.
For most of these outcomes, we studied it in at least 2 areas, and each study has come up showing that there's no human health effect.
A panel from the National Academy of Sciences is in the process of reviewing all the data on perchlorate. Rosalind Brown is one of the scientists on the panel and a pediatric endocrinologist at Children's Hospital in Boston. Brown says the studies so far are reassuring, but also have a flaw.
They've been done mainly in areas of the world where there's an abundance of iodine. And in those studies, there has not been any adverse effect found. The really vulnerable population would be babies who are born in borderline iodine-deficient areas for whatever reason. And in them, we don't know.
Brown says at least one study has found that some American women are low in iodine during pregnancy. Even so, she's not ready to say that small amounts of perchlorate are a problem here or anywhere else. Brown says the studies that some environmentalists say show a risk all have problems.
I don't think they're fully convincing at this point.
After reviewing them, you feel like you're still left with questions.
Right.
But some scientists are worried by some of the data. A draft report on perchlorate from the Environmental Protection Agency arrived at a safe level much lower than the guidelines adopted by California. John Hamilton, NPR News.